This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome to hour number two, the 7 o'clock hour on the East Coast, 4 o'clock on the West Coast. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio, your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, and I am American made proud of it. Because you can only find a war like this in the USA. Nobody like me in Australia or New Zealand or Britain or Canada or Greece or Italy, France, you name it. I am American made, man. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. American citizens, not illegal aliens. Absolutely not. You could tell that. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, where the state constitution bans income taxes and welcomes guns. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Thank you, Ed Stoltz, by the way, because he's the guy that founded and operates and owns KBET in Las Vegas, gave me my chance, and it worked out so well. At 6 o'clock at night, we moved it to afternoon drive time. He took a giant shot and literally replaced Mark Levin with Wayne Root. Mark Levin's one of the great radio hosts of all time. Only Ed Stoltz would have the courage to do something like that, and I never failed to thank him for it. It was a bold move, and he's a good man. He's a real patriot who loves conservatism and loves his country, and everybody needs to thank and support an Ed Stoltz and KBET. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. You need to support them as well because they write the checks. They sign the front of the checks to make sure our show is sponsored and also my TV show. Thank you, U.S. Gold Bureau. They're owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository. So you know you can trust them because that's the Fort Knox of Texas, and U.S. Gold Bureau's parent company runs it. U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about buy and sell precious metals. You need to ask them about the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. 100 American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint, all coins investment quality. And you get the coins at actual dealer cost. You pay what they pay. You see the invoice. You pay the same thing as them. They don't make a penny on you. Then they give you free shipping. And then they give you 100% free delivery insurance. And then they give you a free official U.S. Mint storage box. How do you beat that? And the call's free. U.S. Gold Bureau, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Thank you, U.S. Gold Bureau. We love taking calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255. My website's root4america.com. My email is wayneroot@gmail.com. My Twitter's @RealWayneRoot. Big headlines today at Drudge Report. And by the way, coming up next segment, we've got Megan Barth coming into studio. She hasn't been in studio in I don't know how long. God, what has it been, like 4 months? It's been a long time. Well, I see she was gone the whole summer. And then I think she came in one time, maybe 2 weeks in a row. Yeah, but like for two times in a row she came in. And that was like a month ago. And now she's back again. And I guess she'll be here for now. On a more permanent basis on Thursday. So Megan Barth is back in studio. It was like the in-studio interviews. Much easier to really click. So good to have her here. Good to have her back. The big headlines of Drudge Report are about the Northeast and the South slammed by winter storms today and natural gas prices the highest in 4 years. And San Antonio shatters a cold record and the earliest Houston snowfall ever. And then they show the chill map. By the way, it's funny they call it the earliest snowfall ever in Houston. I didn't know it ever snowed in Houston. Earliest snowfall ever. I didn't know Houston gets snow, period. That's amazing. Your eyes didn't deceive you. It snowed in Houston today. It's snowing in New York right now, by the way. An incredible sight danced over the city's glittering skyscrapers this morning in Houston and likely caused many to rub their eyes and shake their heads. It wasn't your lying eyes, but rather the earliest snowfall ever observed in the city of Houston and surrounding areas. It's official, according to the National Weather Service. Houston observed its early snowfall ever, not just by a day or two, by 10 days. Previous earliest trace snow, November 23rd, 1979. And my guess is people have moved there in the last 20 years. Lots and lots of people moved into Houston. They've made it, what, like the fourth or fifth biggest city in the United States of America. And I'll bet they thought it never snowed. I know. I didn't know it ever snowed. It's so far south. It's so hot and it's so humid in the summer. I had no idea there was snow. But, I mean, again, it's not accumulated snow. It's flurries. But here it is. In a city that's growing by 140,000 people a year, there are likely transplants from up north that are rolling their eyes and bypassing the chuckle for a full-blown laugh, because this isn't Buffalo, New York, where snow means crawling out the second-floor window. However, in this part of the country, whether it be one flake or a dozen, it's a big deal. Did I mention it's mid-November? So earliest snowfall on record for the city of Houston, earliest accumulated snow in Houston, accumulated snow, December 4th, 2009. And it's the earliest snowfall, among the earliest snowfalls ever in College Station, where Texas A&M is. Hobby Airport also recorded its early snowfall on record. Galveston is showing snowflakes, waiting for the official National Weather Service to call it official. If it is, it too will be a record. For the second year in a row, we beat both New York City and Boston for the earliest observed snowfall. So the reason I'm mentioning this, by the way, on a political talk show, is just it proves that we're probably more likely in global cooling than we are in global warming. It's just the biggest lie ever told. There is no global warming. And so liberals will go, okay, I told you that, Wayne. We didn't say global warming. We stopped using that word. It's climate change. See, they take credit for everything and anything. So if it snows, it's climate change. If there's a fire, it's climate change. If it's a bad fire, it's climate change. If there's a drought, it's climate change. And if there's rain and lots of it and flooding, there's climate change. Tornadoes, climate change. Everything that happens is climate change. How about we went 10 years where there were no hurricanes hitting the United States? Nobody said a word about it. No climate change. But now that some hurricanes are hitting again, it's climate change. And so I bring that up because it's just a bunch of bunk. It's a lie. Greatest lie ever told. Now, here's an article that fits right in with this. What a great segue, right? Because here's the article. Climate, and I didn't know I was going to pull this article. Climate scientists admit to major math error after global warming study is debunked. The co-author of a widely cited global warming study has owned up to a major math error uncovered six days after its October 31st publication by an independent scientist. The study used a new method of measuring the ocean's absorption of heat and concluded with incorrect math that 60% more heat had been absorbed than previously thought. The report was covered and referenced by mainstream media outlets worldwide, including New York Times, Washington Post, BBC, Reuters, and others. Shortly after the article was published, however, independent UK-based researcher Nicholas Lewis published a comprehensive blog post claiming he found a major problem with the research. So far as I can see, their method vastly underestimates the uncertainty, Lewis said in an interview Tuesday, as well as biasing up significantly, nearly 30%, the central estimate. Lewis added that he tends to read a large number of papers, and having a mathematics as well as a physics background, I tend to look at them quite carefully and see if they make sense and where they don't make sense. With this one, it's fairly obvious it didn't make sense. I look into them more deeply. Lewis has argued in past studies and commentaries that climate scientists are predicting too much warming because their reliance on computer simulations and that current data from the planet itself suggests global warming is much less severe than feared. When we were confronted with his insight, it became immediately clear there was an issue there, said Ralph Keeling, a scientist with the Scripps Institute of Oceanography, who co-authored the paper with Princeton University scientist Lori Resplandy. We're grateful to have it pointed out quickly so we could correct it quickly. Yeah, if they hadn't corrected it, the whole world would have said you were right, and nobody would have ever said a word, and you would have never said a word. You're a bunch of frauds. They've redone the calculations, finding the ocean is still likely warmer than the estimate used by the IPCC. However, the increase in heat has a larger range of probability than initially thought. Our error margins are too big now to really weigh in on the precise amount of warming that's going on in the ocean. Oh, but you would have had to change our entire economy based on your mistake. They ended by saying, quote, we really muffed the error margins. I accept responsibility for what happened because it's my role to make sure those kind of details get conveyed. Do you understand? They want to base the whole economy on this, on mistakes like that. And here's one more for you. November snow in Texas, just what I was telling you about. Experts warn decreased solar activity will shatter all global climate models. Our sun's been behaving very strangely, and I don't mean our sun as in my two boys. I mean our sun as in the sun has been behaving very strangely. And this unusual behavior is really starting to affect our weather patterns. There have been virtually no sunspots in 2018 as solar activity has dropped to alarmingly low levels. As a result, our atmosphere has been cooling and shrinking, and experts are warning we're headed for a very, very bitterly, bitterly cold winter. And even though the official start of winter is well over a month away, winter weather is already sweeping the nation. And that's, you can see over in Houston, you can see it throughout Texas, all was shattering the records. In San Antonio, a record low of 23 degrees yesterday, which shattered the record low of 28 degrees set back in 1916. And by the way, that right there, that's my proof, and has been since the day that they said we're in global warming. If it shatters a record from 1913 or 1916? What year is that? Shatters a record from 1916. Every time we break a record, it's hot, it's cold, it shatters something from 1880, 1890, 1913, 1916, 1940. Well, there wasn't global warming in those days, so how could you claim global warming now? Just because you set a record for 100 years, it's the hottest or coldest it's ever been. The record was broken 100 years ago. Was there global warming then? And if there was, all that proves is sometimes temperature goes up, sometimes temperature goes down. We have periods, decades that are warmer, decades that are cooler, decades that are rainier, decades that are very drought-like and dry. Look at the rings of a tree. Climate changes. That's what climate does. But there is no climate change. There is no global warming. And we don't need to change the economy based on it. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, supported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com. No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but is available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's 6 pure 1-ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653. I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy, I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller, full of suspense, based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com.
War now!
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, in honor of tough gal Megan, who's now with us. Megan Barth is in studio. I will talk about our sponsor, Rex Pistol. You got to admit, Megan, that's better than a prostate product, right? Remember you saw the prostate report? It was always prostate report when Megan was here.
ProstateReport.com.
Now it's Rex Pistol. So you
much
have,
better.
Yes. All right, Wayne Allen Root is the man who loves the Second Amendment, if I don't say so myself, and I'm also the man who loves Christmas, and I'm going to combine the two for you. I'm going to give you the Christmas gift of the year. I've got it. I just wrapped it and put it under my tree. Of course, my tree's not up yet, but I wrapped it, put it in my desk, and it will be under my tree. I've owned many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. I picked it out myself. I kind of designed it myself. I picked out the gun I wanted, the model, the look, and then I added a special handle that's wood. It's really cool looking. So it's a metal 9mm gun with a wood handle. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. And one of the key factors for me, by the way, was the Military Arms Channel. My friends at FIME, they showed me this cool video from the Military Arms Channel where this Rex pistol was put under the most crisis situations, cold and mud and rain and snow and everything they could think of to ruin the pistol, up against the most famous pistol in America. It's used by military and law enforcement, and Rex pistol blew it away. I mean, you know, excuse the pun, but just blew it away, and it's a fraction of the cost. I love that. Rex Firearms offer a number of different options, from duty to tactical to compact carry to competition. They have the perfect pistol for you. Simply put, it's the Wayne Root gun of choice. Rex Firearms, available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including KVAR. That's K, and then you put a dash, and then VAR, V-A-R. K, and then dash, and then VAR.com. Use the promo code WAR, and you're going to get a free holster shipped with your gun. That's K-VAR.com, or head now to your local gun store. All right, so we're done with Prostate Report. We're in with Rex Pistols for Megan Barr. She's got a sly smile on her face. She's laughing because she was always the girl that was here for the Prostate Report. You like the Guns much better. I get it.
Well, yeah, and there's a reason why I like the Guns much better. And the reason I like the
they
Guns...
They defend you.
Well, yeah, and that's
prostate
why...
Prostate pills don't
defend
you.
That's why I moved to Nevada. That's why I moved to Nevada so I could see CW. That's right. Why I bought a gun and got trained on a gun. Why? Not only because did I want to protect myself and be the first line of protection in case something should happen. It was because I was getting threats from Looney Tune liberals.
In California.
Deranged.
In California.
From anywhere. And I couldn't protect myself. So I said, you know what? I'm new to Nevada.
Yeah, where
and plus California.
Where
went
you have
down.
To move now?
Exactly.
I was at a party on Saturday night. It was the first holiday party of the year. And I was in a room with, I'd say, 35 people. And every person in the room was talking about moving out of Nevada. They don't know what they've done. Liberals have no clue what they've done. They actually don't get it. Now, they're liable to say, oh, Wayne's exaggerating. I swear before God, may God strike me down. If the people in the room weren't all talking about how depressed they were and how they want to move out of Nevada, and they all, most of them got here in the last 5 years from California and New York.
Right.
And they can't stand living in a blue state, and they don't want to live in a state where taxes are not going to be zero anymore. They don't want to live in a state where there's a cap lifted off the property tax. They don't want to live in a state where there's absolutely going to be a massive business tax, because right now they can't, they can't take the zero state income tax. You can't. You can't do it. You have to change the Constitution. So they'll take the cap off property, and they'll add 50 other taxes that they'll claim are taxes, and then they're going to add a business tax. Right now you have that gross receipts for like $3 million and above. Everyone tells me that it's now going to be reduced to like $1 million. It's going to go from $3 million to $1 million. You're going to have to pay a monstrous gross receipts tax, the worst tax in the world. So they've ruined this state. You've already got this giant auto tax. You know, I like to say I pay zero income taxes. I just paid $2,000 for my car for 1 year. For the privilege of driving my car, $2,000 to the state of Nevada. Well, guess what, Nevada? Everyone's going to either move, or guess what else they're going to do? Because lots of people I know do it. They're going to register their car with their friend in Wyoming, or their friend in Utah, or their friend in Oregon, where the fee to register your car, whether the car costs $10,000 or $2 million. No matter what the car costs, you can buy a $2 million Rolls Royce. The fee is $50. Why should I pay $2,000 in Nevada? I could live here and have license plates that say Wyoming. None of your damn business.
Because we have more illegal aliens and now supposedly more Democrats. That's why you have to pay more. When you look at how much we
spend. You're repeating yourself. Illegal aliens and Democrats. You're repeating yourself.
Right. Sorry. Double entendre.
Yeah.
When you tax, people react and people move. And I don't necessarily mean move out of state. They have a reaction.
But they are going to move out of state.
And
here.
They
I
are.
See it.
And as you see, Californians now fleeing to Nevada, specifically Washoe County. You know, they're moving to the state because they hate the tax that they can't afford it, but they're probably on a double pension anyway.
But I got news for you.
And now they're coming to Nevada.
They're not
going to
move anymore.
Of course not.
They're going to move to Texas.
They're going to try to create.
They're not
going
to move
anymore. They're going to keep like locusts. They are going to keep following us around and ruining everything.
I know three people. Three. I mean, that's a huge. Like Procter Gamble says, every letter equals 5,000 letters.
I know five.
So I know three people that live in California that were all making plans to move to Nevada, Las Vegas, and they're all making plans. They've changed it, and they're going to try either Texas or Florida now. They don't want Nevada.
Look at what's going on in Texas and Florida.
Not as bad as us. They still have Republican governor, two Republican senators, both legislatures Republican.
Well, I'm going to
totally
fight.
Different. Wayne Allyn, Warren Alp, right back with Megan Barr.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
The Florida Senate race between Senator Bill Nelson and Governor Rick Scott is headed to a recount after the latest round of machine tallies showed the two candidates still very close. Scott leads Nelson by 12,603 votes. Republican Senator Marco Rubio joins Fox News and explains the whole hand count process.
There will have to be a hand recount of the overvotes and undervotes, basically, that somebody skipped the ballot and not vote for this race. Now the canvassing board, if the counting teams don't do it, have to sit down and determine, did the voter intend to vote or not?
The United States Food and Drug Administration has proposed a plan to ban menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars in the United States. The agency is also imposing new restrictions on the sales of flavored e-cigarettes. The proposal still has to go through several regulatory phases, and it could be years before the rules take effect. The Dow is up 208 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, My Doctor Suggests, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Megan's a witness, by the way. You haven't been here. You've barely been here, like twice in like the last 4 months. And are you a witness since long before they became a sponsor of the show? How many times have I had to suck on these colonial silver lozenges? And you actually grab them all the time.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for the whole 3 years I've had a radio show. I've used My Doctor Suggests colonial silver lozenges. I can't remember who told me about it, but someone recommended it when they heard I was starting a radio show 3 years ago, and it's going to be 3 years on February 6th. So we should have a big anniversary party. But 3 years I will have been on the radio February 6th, and I started using these colonial silver lozenges from the first minute I talk. 720 hours a year on the radio. That's a lot of talking, and I've got to protect my voice and my throat. Is now a workhorse. No matter what I throw at it, it does great. All because silver, colloidal silver, destroys bacteria, virus, and yeast. When it comes in contact with germs for 2 minutes, it can destroy them. You suck on a lozenge and you let the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. My Doctor Suggests is the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable, magical lozenges today. And the way to get them is call 866-660-9868. So you're getting them toll-free anywhere in the United States. Free call, 866-660-9868. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Get 10% off your first order. My Doctor Suggests. I love the cherry colloidal silver lozenger and the orange and the apple and the honey. Those are my four flavors. But the cherry is my main one. Colloidal silver, My Doctor Suggests. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. 866-660-9868. All right. Megan Barth, your big issue has always been voter fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And my big issue is an offshoot of it. It's that we need national voter ID or we're never going to have fair elections. And it's all come back to haunt us in this election.
Yeah.
There was massive voter fraud in Florida, in Arizona, in Maine, in New Mexico, in Georgia, all over this country. The one place that no one could prove that there was, you know, all the other places we were leading on election night and we lost. 20 races. Can you imagine? It's 20-0. Can you imagine the odds of that? I'm a Vegas odds maker. Every race, Republicans leading on election night, we lose it within the next 7 days when mysterious ballots appear out of nowhere.
Provisional ballots, absentee ballots.
But in Las Vegas.
Sample ballots. The ballots goes on.
But in Las Vegas and Nevada, it wasn't even close. So nobody believes there was voter fraud. Nobody will allow me to say there's voter fraud. Everybody gets mad at me when I say there's voter fraud. And I'm telling you, my gut instincts, which are never wrong, tell me that there was massive voter fraud in Nevada. What say you?
Well, when we found it in 2016 and it was never taken care of, why wouldn't it exist in 2018? If we honestly had a secretary.
Because you got to prove it. That's why.
You know, first of all, it's difficult to prove. But when you have clean voter rolls with systems that ensure that the voter rolls are clean, then okay, I believe you.
Well,
but you don't.
Where have you had that anywhere?
No state in the United States can verify if illegal aliens are on the voter rolls. They rely on the honor system.
Right, because they're handing out.
So they're looking for honor amongst thieves.
They're handing them out at DMV like candy. Everybody gets a vote. Everyone gets to register at DMV. It doesn't matter if you're
from another
country. Well,
now everyone's going to be automatically registered to vote at the DMV.
Crazy.
Isn't that amazing?
Insanity.
And one of the reasons we can thank is, or one of the reasons for that is we can thank Mike Roberson, who was running for the lieutenant governor, because he's the one that came up with a great idea in the legislation, of course, and partnered with the Democrats to let illegal aliens have driver's licenses, just like California. Geez. What could go wrong? Maybe Nevada turning into California? Well, bingo, we did. And we did last week. And 1 year ago, nearly to the day, my title of the Daily Caller piece I wrote, how many more elections will Democrats be allowed to steal?
Mm-hmm.
And what we are witnessing now is the biggest hijacking of the electoral system right under our noses. And the fact that you have somebody like Brenda Snipes not sitting behind bars for violating the Constitution, otherwise known as breaking the law. She has the audacity and the freedom to walk around and go on CNN and be interviewed by CNN and go to a Baptist church and meet with Gillum and wave it right in front of our noses. And in 2016, she was caught destroying ballots. Why in 2018 is she counting ballots? And why didn't Rick Scott fire her? And the Republicans better get a backbone. We're going into 2020 because this is a dress rehearsal. This is already going on. They would have gotten away with it if they had 100,000 more ballots and maybe if we didn't catch them. But we caught them. And now what are we going to do about it?
Caught them in one state.
One.
But no one did anything about any of the other states.
500,000 ballots.
Arizona is just as bad as
Florida. And so is Nevada.
Well, but Nevada, nobody was close.
Because the voter registration, no one was close.
Right.
I think we had a bad
except
lineup.
Except for the Secretary of State.
A bad except for...
She won close. Isn't that amazing?
Except for... It was amazing how she pulled that out. I also thought it was amazing that in Jim Marchant's district, you had 60% of his independent voters voting Democrat when 60% of those independent voters were voted Republican. You're telling me a 120-point swing I'm supposed to swallow? I think they overbit the bullet on that one.
Well,
so there's these anomalies, like you were calling
Here's
out.
The deal. There was an article in the RJ today, Las Vegas Review Journal, and the article was about the fact that there is no one in the world that could prove there was any voter fraud in Nevada, and that Wayne Root, the columnist in the RJ, actually keeps writing about voter fraud, and everyone agrees there is no voter fraud. And Michael McDonald, the state chairman, it said, was on Kevin Walsh's show yesterday and said he thinks Democrats stole the election. And nobody agrees with him, and he should be ashamed of himself. And the reporter called and asked him, and he stuttered and stammered and said, I was actually just kind of being colorful and funny. I didn't really mean that. Of course they won fair and square.
No wonder why he won't call me back.
So, you know, if that's going to be the situation, the reason nobody could prove there's really massive amounts of voter fraud is because there's no voter ID. So you just walk up and claim you're someone, and they say, yes, they'll let you vote.
Correct.
And so how would you ever prove it?
And they'll give you a provisional ballot.
How would you ever prove it?
Let's say you get a provisional ballot. There's one of four or five reasons you get a provisional ballot. Signature doesn't match. You forgot your ID to prove who you are. You went to the wrong precinct. You're not registered to vote. And... your name doesn't match with the address or something. So you're given a provisional ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you vote.
Mm-hmm.
And those ballots are supposedly counted. You know, some will have verification, but if they get mixed up with the good ballots, like Brenda Snipes, you think that this was just a Broward County operation?
No.
Of course not. It's a template of fraud. It works really good, especially in tight races.
Well, I keep getting emails from my listeners. They've told me 100 things they think are fraud. First of all, my listeners watched people as, you know, my listeners are good old-fashioned born-in-America conservatives with jobs. They don't
honest.
Take welfare, honest. And they keep, I had 100 emails that said I saw people walk in right in front of me. Person in front of me spoke no English.
Correct.
And they walked up and they voted and they had no ID. You see, you ask for ID and it doesn't match, they'll give you a provisional.
Right.
They didn't have ID and they let them vote. So that's one thing I've heard again and again.
If you don't have ID, you'll be given a provisional ballot.
Right. Number two is that I've heard people, many, many of my listeners have emailed me and said, Wayne, I built my house. The only person who's ever lived in it is the guy who built it, me.
Right.
I've lived here 20 years, only me, and yet there's three other people that came in the mail that are registered in my house.
Right.
So that's scam number two.
Correct, because everyone that's registered gets a ballot.
Right.
So if we have dirty voter rolls, that means a lot of people are getting every person on the voter rolls who have been on there since 1900. I've seen it. 1900.
Nevada didn't exist in 1900.
1901, 1902, like the earliest in the 1900s.
Yeah.
Then also we have 15 voters at a two-bedroom, one-bath house over in East Las Vegas.
You actually
there's
have the
a
house
picture
in front of me, yeah.
Yeah, there's a picture on Zillow. It looks like the only thing missing is a donkey tied to a post on the outside.
And there's 15
votes. It looks like it should be in the slums of Tijuana.
Right, and they all vote Wayne Root 15-1, isn't
it? Oh,
great?
Of course.
That's great.
And then you look at these districts, these small little assembly districts. You know, Jim Marchant lost by 121 votes. Now, is it maybe because he had the wrong consultant? I don't think so. He worked just as hard this time around, I believe, as he did last time around. And so all of these anomalies start adding up. I had the post office worker, whistleblower, come and tell me I had sample ballot procedures changed within the first 2 weeks of early voting. Now, we handed all the evidence over to the FBI. The FBI, of course, under James Comey, never looked at the investigation. Jeff Sessions was too busy doing something else. And they never open an investigation. I still have the 3,000 envelopes. All you have to do is say, hey, post office, where are the sample ballots for these 3,000 envelopes? We should have 3,000 sample ballots. Since these envelopes were returned, the sample ballots should be returned.
I have another.
You have to store them for 2 or 3 years.
I have another listener who has sent. I want to see if you know you're an expert on all these various forms of voter fraud. They claim again and again. They keep bothering me, saying, "Wayne, you got to audit. All you have to do is get a list and match up." Because they claim that anyone can vote in North Las Vegas and then drive a few miles and vote in Las Vegas, and they vote twice in the same day within the same hour, and nobody has the ability to check, and you just get to vote. In other words, I voted in Summerlin at downtown Summerlin while I was out shopping. But then I could have driven home to Henderson and voted. His claim is nobody would stop me.
Right.
That's election fraud. You should go to jail for that.
Correct.
And by the way, here's what needs to be passed.
But when you, you should go to jail for that. Okay, but no one's watching. You've got the foxes watching the hen house.
Right.
And then you actually have a woman, Brenda Snipes, who destroyed ballots in 2016 and still found her way to be counting ballots in 2018.
Well, and we know this year she's done terrible things this year. We know that.
Yeah, she already mixed up ballots.
Well, she found 10,000 ballots. Are you kidding me?
83. And then she goes, yeah, there is just 29 ballots. And she says that on CNN. And then the next day her lawyer comes out and says, yeah, no, it was more like 209. 209 ballots, one ballot changes an election.
Scary stuff.
It's just the percentages. Where in this precinct do we need more? What's the average over the last two elections? How much do we keep losing by? What's the registration? It's all numbers. And if somebody really wanted to find out what was going on, they could. We should start auditing the rolls.
So when we come back, I want to tell you the column I'm writing for Sunday's Las Vegas Review Journal, which is going to give concrete steps that Donald Trump has got to take via executive action to save America, save the Republican Party, protect the integrity of elections, stop collusion by Mexico and the Democratic Party. And I want to get your response to my common sense executive actions he can do immediately, and he has to do immediately. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
War Now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Megan is so excited to be back that she just smashed her head into the microphone. She's lying on the ground laughing and screaming at the same time in agony. She's laughing so loud because she's so embarrassed and she's in so much pain. It's a big microphone and she just banged her head into it. We're in a season of change and that's probably not good. My Patriot Supply wrote this script, by the way, before the election, before the stock market started crashing, before we had weather disasters like the fires in California, before Democrats started stealing all the elections after election night. They said we're in a season of change, market swings hundreds of points in an hour, weather disasters are weekly events in the headlines, and political unrest and fallout will increase going towards 2020. Boy, were they right. Through all these sudden changes, one thing's a fact, we should be prepared. Our day-to-day lives are likely to be disrupted. Get those items that you need at My Patriot Supply, from food storage to water filtration. When emergencies strike, My Patriot Supply is there for you. They've helped over 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-reliant. We don't fool around here at USA Radio. We've got an advertiser who's had over 1 million clients or customers. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including emergency food kits and gravity-powered water filtration systems. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it now so you're prepared. MyPatriotSupply.com. All right, Megan, let's get back to voter fraud. So it's funny that my name was mentioned in that article today in the RJ, because they're... conclusion that they come to is you can't prove voter fraud.
But
I just want to say I got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of texts from the Nevada Democratic Party and several liberal get out the vote organizations, all aimed at Nevada, saying you must vote, you must vote, you must defeat Heller, you must defeat Tarkanian, you must defeat Laxalt because they're Trump's lackeys and you will be deported if you don't vote for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that means they're recruiting illegal aliens to vote. That's a fact. They're aimed at just at illegals, because last I checked, Megan, you can't be deported. I can't be deported. Chris, our board op, can't be deported. My producer, Andrew Paul, can't be deported. Your mom can't be deported. Nobody I know could be deported because they're not illegal. If you're not illegal, you can't be deported. So when they say if you don't vote Democrat, if you don't get out today, this hour, and vote multiple times today and again during the actual election day, this was during early voting, if you don't do that, you will be detained, imprisoned, and deported and never see your family again. Who exactly were they aiming at recruiting to vote?
Exactly.
So then they tell me there's no proof.
Well, why don't
no
then
proof.
You flip the narrative and say they prove there isn't. voter fraud.
Well, prove the
You prove there isn't voter fraud by opening up the rolls.
Right.
By sending in an auditor.
All right, so here's what
prove that there's not. Prove your theory that there is absolutely no voter fraud, and then you let me prove mine, and we'll see who wins.
All right, so here's what I'm going to write in my column. Number one, President Trump could be the hero here. He could pass an executive action that says that we have voter ID for all federal elections moving forward.
Yep.
And let the Supreme Court decide.
Yep.
And create it just like Mexico. No one could say it's racist, because Mexico requires government-issued photo ID with a thumbprint and a photo.
Correct.
Copy Mexico. How could it be racist if it's done in Mexico? If it's not racist to Mexicans, why is it racist to American Mexicans or blacks or anybody else? So that's number one. Number two, so that eliminates racism. Number two, they're going to say, but no poor black person could afford ID. First of all, that's a lie, because to get Obamacare, welfare, or food stamps, mm-hmm. you have to have ID. So every poor Democrat has voter ID. That's a fact, number one. Can't walk into a welfare office without government-issued ID. So they're lying. But let me go a step further. I'll be the real hero here. Issue an executive order that says everybody must have it to vote, but it's provided free by the United States government to everyone.
Yep.
So let's see Democrats complain that no one can afford it when it's free. They love free. They love free. All they ever do is hand out free stuff. Free everything. Let's give them free voter ID. Let's see. That'll be the first free thing they ever turn down. Watch.
People from the shadows aren't going to come forward because they can't vote. And if they do vote illegally, they'll never become naturalized citizens. But most of them don't have intent to become naturalized citizens.
Let me give you my next one. Another executive action. From this point forward, no more absentee ballots ever again. Why would you give anyone an absentee ballot when you have 2 or 3 weeks to vote in early voting? And then you still have election day to vote. Everybody can find a way to vote once over a 3-week period, so why do you need absentee ballots? Absentee disaster. Florida's proving it. Arizona proved it. Maine proved it. New Mexico proved it. Texas, I'm sure.
And you provisional ballot.
I'll bet you Ted Cruz won by 20 points, but it looks like he won by 2. Because of all these fake ballots they keep filling out. So stop it. You have to walk into a voting center and you have to use photo ID, and it's issued by the government and it's free, and that will eliminate all these problems. And then number four is the peace, love, resistance. One more executive action. Automatic grounds for deportation. Any illegal that's caught voting. Automatic grounds for deportation out of the United States. That is a horrible violation of our laws. It destroys the integrity of elections. And let's see how quick they are to vote. If you need voter ID with a thumbprint and a picture that you can only get from the government, and you get deported out of the country if you're caught voting illegally, then they're not going to walk up by the thousands every day and say, in Spanish, I don't have any ID. Will you let me vote? And we're going to go, oh, yeah, sure. Never happen again.
Do you think Democrats would be protecting illegal aliens if they weren't going to get their vote?
Right, of course not.
Who benefits? Who benefits?
But now,
it's certainly not black Americans. It's certainly not Asian Americans. It's certainly not Hispanic Americans. No American citizens are benefiting from illegal aliens.
In our
period.
We got 30
or illegal
left.
Immigrants.
30 seconds left. Who has the right to ask for an audit? You keep saying there should be an audit. Is this a state issue or a federal issue?
It could be both. Barbara Zagaski, she is the election integrity champion. She could call for an audit. Right, Barbara?
She's a secretary.
And if she can't, then why doesn't she tell me maybe somebody needs to be created? Maybe we can outsource the position. Maybe it's a federal, you know, she can work with the DOJ.
Maybe.
You know, I don't know, maybe just kind of think outside the box, Barbara.
Maybe she needs some money from the federal government. She could ask President Trump for some funds to audit our election process.
Make sure there's no illegals on the rolls. That's all we want.
All right, Megan Barth, her website is ReaganBabe.com. Mine is RootForAmerica.com. Enjoyed having you on. Good to have you back in the studio. So much more lively than when you're on the phone. And we're going right to Newsmax TV. Wayne Allyn, War Now, Newsmax TV right now.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Dot com.